an Simen Samach Aleph and Stul and Sif Aleph in Mishne Brura Sif Kotten Dalet, but let us again see the Loshna of the Mechaba. Yikro Kriya Shema Bekavone Ve'imo Be'yiro Ve'reses Ve'zeya. So the Mishne Brura says as follows. Kosa V'atur B'Shem Rav Amram Le'shavye Inish Le'krishma B'cholzman Ve'kozilo. A person should think that whenever he learns Krishma at night and by day, kiprit kemo chadosha, like a new decree that he is receiving from the Melech. Huksav tzivei haMelech al b'nei medinasei. This is the decree, the command that the Melech is ordering for the Bnei HaMedina. V'yachshayif b'liboy, and he should think, ilu melech boso v'dom sheileyach poroit gemo chadosha. A melech boso v'dom that sends a new decree. B'vadai oyu kol bnei HaMedina kairin oiso b'ema v'yira b'reses b'zeya. That means the Bnei HaMedina, which are under the rule of a king, if the king gives commands, they realize that they have to do it. So if they would get these new commands, they would read it with a melodic sincerity and the aim of Yira to make sure you understand exactly what is being demanded from them. That's kavu chayma lekriyishma shu proit kemo shomelach malchei amlochim hakadosh baruch hu. This is a decree from the Rebbeinu shel Olam shechayev kol echad lekroiso beimo viiro bereses vizeya. To make sure that he doesn't miss a point and he understands clearly what is being demanded from him. Because of Aprisha de Lahochi him Shilu le Prait Gemo Ksav Tzivi HaMelech Loi Meloch, that's what we give a marshal that this is a decree from the king. So this is a limud shleitikra krishma b'chtife. So the krishma should not be read just to chap the words or b'merutza or b'ilvav hadvorim. This is a decree. Something, whatever it says here is being demanded from us. Ela b'mitun, it should be read slowly. Mila b'mila, each word separately, u'v'hefzik b'ein dova l'dova, to be able to digest and realize what each word is demanding from us. Ka'odom ha'kayre tzivei ha'melech, he gets a command from the king, she'kayre b'mitin godu, called tzivoy bifnei atzmai, so it is read slowly. Each command is read slowly. Lahavinoi al tchunosi, to understand completely what each demand is, to understand what is demanded from him, what is expected from him. Kach yitro krishme, that's how one should learn krishme, called tzivoy v'tzivoy. Every tzivoy, every command, oynish v'oynish, aniskeboy, and the punishments that are mentioned in Krishma, yosim alibay lahavino, he should register in his life to understand what is demanded from him, what the oynish is if he will not do this. Ki hu tzivoy HaMelech HaGodol Baruch Hu. So here it seems the Bereses V'zei, here we're being moisiv, that it should be read very seriously to understand that this is a command from Melech Malchi Hamlochim, so therefore it has to be read carefully to understand exactly what is demanded from him. Sin Beis, Asher Anoichi Mitzavcho Hayoim, Loima, Haino Loima, so what is the Hayoim coming to tell us? B'chol Yoim Yiyu Be'inecho Kachadoshim. That each day, it's a new command. V'loi kemi shekvar shoma oisoi harbe pa'omim sheinei choviv etzloi. That means he heard it already. This is an old ma'ase. But he should realize that ashaneichim etzavcho hayoim. Perhaps in this mechaber, perhaps there's two in your name. Number one, that there's a tzivui on each day. That means there was a tzivui yesterday to do what it says in Krishna, but there's a new tzivui today. Today is a different day. There's a different tzivui. Ashanechi mitzavcho hayim. A bad marshal, let's say you have a soldier in the army, and the general told the soldier what his strategy was yesterday when they were fighting the enemy. So now, the next day, there's a new fight. He tells them what to do. So the soldier, well, you told me this yesterday. And showed it. This is a new war. This is a new fight. This is a new enemy. Yesterday was yesterday. Today is today. Ashanechi mitzavcha hayoim. His pshat is each day there is a tzivui for what should be done this day. So let's not think what happened yesterday. Now it's a new day and there's a new machayev. But there's a neichim mitzavcha hayayim. And perhaps we can say noch a nekude the taz and simen mem zayin sivkot nehei says on the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, we say Shanosan Lanu Torah Semes, which goes on Matan Torah. Shanosan Lanu Torah Semes. Shabocha Banu Kam Shanosan Lanu Es Teirose on that bracha. They gave us then the Shanosan Lanu Es Teirose. So that was Bishas Matan Torah. Baruch Ato Hashem Noisein HaTorah. So the nusach of the bracha is on what happened historically. B'shas matan Torah, bracha bonim mikolam v'nosan lanu es teirosein. The chesim of the bracha is noisein haTorah. So the Taz says, "Haynu shebechol yom noisein lomitomit teirosei, umamzi lanu hu yisborg bo taimim chadoshim." So that means each day there's a new nesinas atayra. That's why it says Alosh never noisin atayra. The understanding what a person had yesterday in the Torah, today there's a new nesinas atayra. A person can have a deeper understanding more than he understood yesterday. That's why it says Alosh never noisin atayra. So it could be in the tzivuyim. It says, "Asher noichi mitzave eschem hayoyim." There's a tzivui on each day, so that means that what someone learned yesterday is not today. Because there's a new tzivui today, so it could be, so he can understand more what is being said in this tzivui. So that's why it says, "Asher noichi mitzavecho hayoyim." It's not something that he knows about already. There's a new tzivui each day. Etzloi, so the Mishabur says, it called me, v'kosev ha-prima godim, shalachas kama v'kama, so shir lohovin b'chol pa'am ha-shem, she should understand there's a tzivui today. V'loi l'kroisa b'mrutza k'fi yehelgo, shouldn't go quickly through the Krishna. Brak lotzeis yedei kriya. He's saying the words. It's not. It's not to say the words. It is these are tzivuyim, what he has to know to be mekayim. So memela, and this is a tzivuy, and each day we have these tzivuyim. It's not yesterday's tzivuy. Today is a new mekayim. Tziv gimel. Bekriya shma yesh rema tevois. In Krishma, there's 245 words. Uchadei lahashlim remach, in order to make this 248 words, kineged evorav shalodom, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why it is necessary that should be 248 words connected to the Ramach Evorim Shebarodom, but we'll see this in Mishnah Berurah, but let's just see further the Machaba. So we're stuck, we only have 245 words. So the Machaba says as follows, Messiahim Shliach Tzibo Hashem Alekeichem Emes. Shliach Tzibo says Hashem Alekeichem Emes, quietly, V'chayzer v'oymer b'keil rom Hashem alekeichem emes. Then he says it out loud again, Hashem alekeichem emes, hago, and the Ramo says, u'bezeh, in that what the Shliach Tzibor says out loud, Hashem alekeichem emes, kol odom yoytzi, so every person is yoytzi, with the words that the Shat says, Hoyo v'shaymim mipiv shal shliach tzibor sholosh teves eilu. Since he heard these three teves, he heard these three teves from the Shat, so memele is yaitze with these three words. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lahashlim remach. What is the inyan that we have to have in Kriyishma 248 words to be mashlim connected the 248 ivorim? What is the connection? Kedeisa b'medrash anela. She brings this as a Zohar HaKodesh. Posach Rabbi Yehuda v'omar v'zaposach rifas tehile shorecho v'shikui la'atzma yisecho. So the Medrash Rabbi Yehuda said, this pasuk is telling us, Atayre hi refua laguf la'atzmais. The Torah is a refua for the guf and for the atzmais. It's a refua ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam haba. Now this is a refua that works on this world and works on Olam Haba. Now, the Zohar Kodesh continues. The Omar Rab Neiroi, Omar Rab Nechemya, B'kriya Shema, Remach Teimois, in Krishma there are 248 words, Kim Minyin Eivorov Shalodom, that is the same amount of Eivorim that a person has. Now, V'akoyrei Kriya Shema, Kitti kunoi, the person learns Krishna properly, call Eva the Eva, each limb that a person has, Noitel Teva Achas Bumisrape Boy. So each Eva receives its refue, its chius from that word. Vido, and this is Pshat, Rifus tehi l'shorecho, that it will be a refuah for your evorim, v'shiki l'atzmeisecho. We mentioned before this is a refuah on this world, and this is a refuah on Olam Haba. So that means the chiyus, that the nutrients that the evorim and that tzmeis get, is from each eva as a miyuchedik eteve in Kriya Shema, and that gives the chiyus, and that is a refuah for the Evorim on this world and on Olam Haba. Fine. Now the Zohar HaKadosh continues. V'aloi b'kri yishma ein shom elo rimah teibos. There's only 245 words. So what he told me, that each word is keneged remachebo, is maita kante. So how can the other three evorim get the tikkun from the words of Krishna if the words of Krishna alone are only 245? So the Zohar HaKadosh answers, tiknu so there was a takone that the shliach tzibo repeats three words. So now we have 248. Omani, what are the three words that the shliach tzibo says that is mashlim to 248? Hashem Elokeichem Emes, Kedei Lahashlem Remach Tevois Alakol. So the Shliach Tzibo is Motzi the call with extra three words. So now this is Mashlem, the three Tevis which the call was missing. So the Shliach Tzibo is Motzi the call with these three words. Now, now the Zohar HaKadosh continues, v'chol ha'ayim ha'kri yisma sh'loi im ha'tzibo. So that is if you have a tzibo and you have a shatz. So the shatz is moitzi the tzibo with these two words. But a person who says krishma sh'loi im ha'tzibo, he says krishma b'yechidis einay mashlem evoro. So he has a problem. That means if these words, from these words, he derives a refuim, so if he does davens b'yechides, so he doesn't have this refuim. Mibnei shechoschu sholesh teivish shishlich tzibochayza. Maite kante, so what is the takona of this person? Yechamin b'tesva vavim the behemis v'yatsim, and we'll see soon exactly what this means, how the Mechabalans shot and how the Ramolans shot. Okay, that will come later with the 15 vavim. We'll talk about that also later. The Zohar doesn't mention the scale melech never. V'im kolda, but even with this tikkun of the tesva vavim, So upon him the Zohar HaKadosh says, with all these tikkunim, what he could have derived, he doesn't derive, it's some sort of a tikkun, the tesva vavim, but it's not what he could have derived. Before we go further, we'll elaborate a little bit more, but the issue brings down there, achiluke deis, what is if a person is in the middle of krishma, the shatz finished already, and he's in the middle. And the shatz will say, he's the chora af, and then the shatz says, Hashem alakeichem emes. It has no. So there are others that hold, the shatz says in the Seder Hayoyim, that in there's a mitzvah of kriya shema, and that the mitzvah of kriya shema is kesidron, you have to say the words properly, fine. But there is, in the krishma, there's another skula of each word is merape. And you need 248 words to be merape. So in this skula of refuah, which lies in the krishma, this is not the whole purpose of krishma. It's a mitzvah of krishma. This is a tzivah from the Rabbi Nishol. But in the 248 words, there's a skula that each eva receives a refuah. So that, the shatz is going to say, Hashem, Elokeichem Emes, I'm in the middle of Krishna, I should be quiet and listen to him. And that skula of the 248 words, I'll get by listening to him. And it's very interesting. It would seem, we had mentioned before, Bizman Chazal, and even Bizman of the Shulchan Aruch, there was Birchas Krishma in Krishma. The Seder was by Birchas Krishma, Meikar Adin, the Shas said Birchas Krishma. The Seder would have been in Ashur, Bizman Chazal, or even Bizman the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shas went up, said Bochu, and then the Shas said out loud the Birchas Krishma. Everyone was quiet. Baruch Hashem Yetzarer, Amel Oret. He said it out loud. He was mostly there with the Birchas Krishma. Abrich Bamisro Be'yavo, that was the second Baruch Birchas Krishma. Then everyone said Shema, Krishma, everyone said by themselves. And then later he said, Amel V'yatzev Enochim. So there was a takone that one should say Birchas Krishma, but the takone was that this should be done or could be done through the shots. That's one takone. There was another takone. In the words of Krishna, there are refuahs for each eivah. Now we have a problem in the Krishna. We only have 245 words. So it seems there was another takone, that this skula, that the words of Krishna are merape, each word is merape and eva. So there's a din also the shas could be moitzi. That what the shas repeats, Hashem alakeichem emes, this is a din in the shas. It's a koyach of a shas. Just like he could be moitzi in Bichas Krishma, he could be moitzi in the three words which are missing in Krishma by repeating them for the oilam. This was, the shas said such a koyach. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now let us go back to the Lashon of the Mechaber, and let's be medayik again how the Mechaber understood this. So let's see again. The Kriyas, at the beginning of Siv Gimel, the Kriyas Ma Yesh Remach Tevek, Chedei Lahashlim Remach Keneged Eivorev Shalodo, Misayim Shliach Tzibor, so the first time he ends Hashem Alekechem Emes, and then he says again, the first time he said quietly, like everyone else is saying Krishna, and that the Ramah says, Ubezet, the second time around, Kalodam Yaitse Hoyo Vishaimim Mipiv Shoshliyatsibo Shalosh Teves Elo. They hear this from the Shliyat Sibo. So the Yaitse with the Divrei Shliyat Sibo. Now, so let us see now the Mishnah Berurah. But the Shita Samachaber is Misayim Shliyat Sibo. V'ha-yochid melachas m'sayim gamken v'teves emes. So there's a din, one should not be mafrid bein alikim le'emes, Hashem alikim emes, so therefore, as soon as you say Hashem alikechem, we say emes. So the shat says Hashem alikechem emes, the yochid says Hashem alikechem emes. Avol achakach, but the yochid, but now the Yochid is going to say the Yatsiv Noch. He said Emes already, and he was Yaitzid, not to be mafrid between Elokim Lemes. Come with him in Samachbot. Hashem Elokechem Emes. So the Shat says the first time Hashem Elokechem Emes. And then he repeats, but the Shat says it. So now, okay, let's just go. The Shat says it quietly, and then he says it out loud. Now, ubeseifa asore mamores kosaf shashliach tzibo lo yisayim belachash peteves emes ki im kshechayzer voime bekelro. So now, the Sora Mamore says as follows. The Shas, the first time around, says, שעשי שעסכם ארץ מסמניס לכם לוקים, אני השם הלקיכם. He doesn't say אמס. And then he says loud, השם הלקיכם אמס. So the shots, the first time around, said 245 words. And then the shot says loud, Hashem Elokeichem Emes is another three words, and that's Mashlim. So the Emes is a chelik of the Krishna, because one is not permitted to say one is not permitted to be Mashlim Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the Emes is part of the Krishna. So this, because so the second time around, he's being moisif on the Krishna these three words. So the mile he was up to 245, then he says, so he had an extra three words. Now, ki'im, yeah, ubezeh yimotzei achesh ben ramach, so this is very good. So before there was 245, now he says another three words. The il af ochi, but as Solomon Mamori says, if we will not say like this, yeh reish mem tes. So the shots the first time around said emes. So if emes is part of the krishma, so everyone is up to 246. And now he's saying another three words, so it's 249. So therefore, that Solomon Mamori says, he doesn't say, when he says, Hashem Elokeichem, then he says, Hashem Elokeichem. Fine. We'll come back to this. Ach, so the Asura Mamori says, not like the Mechaba. Ach, a minik a Shulchan Aruch, the minik Olam is like the Shulchan Aruch, sheyesh loyma gam v'pam horishayim emes, that the Shat says the first time emes also, that means when you say Hashem Elokeichem, you have to say Emes, because it's a pasuk Hashem Elokim Emes. So you say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So lemaise, so theoretically we're up to 246. We're up to 246, Taki, because the Emes becomes a chelik of the Shemayne Esrei. So memele, the tzibol said 246, now the shat said 246. Now, the emes hasheni eini min haminyan alabichas emes biyatzivi. Now, what the shat says, emes, the second time emes, what the shat says. So this is the beginning of the bracha achrone by krishma emes biyatzivi nochi. So according to the machab. According to the machab, theoretically, Emes becomes a part of Krishma, because you can't be mafrit between Elokeichem Emes. So the Emes becomes part of Krishma. So Krishma has 246 words. So we're up to 246. So now the Shas comes and says again, Hashem Elokeichem. So you might see the Eilam with Hashem Elokeichem. Now we hear 248. The Shas says a second time, Emes v'yatsev anochem, that's He finished Krishma with 246. Now we say an extra two words is 248. And then by the Shas, the second Emes is Emes V'yatsi V'nochem, because this is the beginning of the Bracha Achrona of Krishma. That is what the Chabad holds, and that is the Minik Ha'ilo. Tain Kosav Aprima Godim. And the Goyim says we should do like the Sodom Mamoris. That the Shatz the first time around should say Hashem Elokeichem, then Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Fine. Now let's go further. Then the Gemara says, the Mechaber says, V'choyza v'oyma b'keil rom Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the cotton test, b'mokim shelo nagu l'achzer ein moichin b'yodam. if the minig is, they don't say it out loud, but he's not choizer. So don't make an asik out of it. Now, I just like to mention the Mishbur Botana Soya, there's a problem. We need 248 words. Muvish lo yuchaliskai. So, he says, they don't do it. So Pshat is like this. But Emerson, this is a Zoya that the Beis Yosef brings down. The Tur brings down, the Tur also addresses the problem. There's no 248 words. So the Tur says, therefore, before one starts Krishna, one should say Kel Melech Nemo. So, Bisman Atur and the Bach brings down, this was the Minig Mishonim Kadmius. He said, Kel Melech Nemo. So they were Mashlem, Reish Mem Ches Tevis with Kel Melech Nemo. The Tur brings down, there's a Ramah that says, he was Moiche, you can't do this for many reasons. Okay, so the Ramah was Chaylik on this Anoge. Abo Kaponim, there was such an Anoge, from Gedolei HaKadmoyim to say Kel Melech Nemo. The Beis Yosef brings out, you know, the Zoya also addresses the problem, and the Zoya says this Eitz and that the Shach should say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So this Anhoge, the Beis Yosef brings down, this Zoya that says that he addresses the problem, the Zoya says Eitz is to repeat. The Shach should repeat. Therefore, the Machabel, the Beis Yosef, he brings out this is the Zoya. So this Anhoge is not in the Tur. This is in the Zoya. So he brings down that that's what one should do. The Shach should be Chayzer Hashem Elokeichem. Fine. So now the Mishabur says, but what if a person, they didn't have such a meaning. So don't make a whole ASIC about it. The Tur also didn't bring down this minig. So it's al kochav nesaymech and the keil melech nemo. So the mele, so one should not make it in meichen biyodet. And when mokim shloi nogulach, say meichen biyodet. Hashem alekeichem emes. He says, so the Shah says Hashem alekeichem emes. Vayach se gam kin tevis ani. He shouldn't say ani Hashem alekeichem emes. He says Hashem alekeichem emes. Now, what does it say further? Now, let us see the Ramah. So the Ramah said, Ubazeh kol adam yaitzei, everyone is yaitzei with the shots. Hayil v'shaymen mipiv shal shtirtzib v'shal v'shtay v'seilu. So the shots is moitzi with these three words. Now, the Ramah says something very interesting. Vim ha-yochid roitze gamken la-omrom im ha-shliach tzibo. What if the yochid also wants to say it? Ein issa bedova. There's no issa. Now, we have to understand what the Gemara is saying. A yochid wants to say also a second time, Hashem elekeichem emes, ein issa bedova. There's no issa. Now, the Poshet Pshat in the Ramah is, the Gemara says, a person, just like he's not allowed to say Shema, Shema, to repeat the Shema, a person is allowed to say Emes, Emes also, to repeat Emes. So therefore, he's not allowed to say Emes, Emes. So the Yochid, who said already, before he said Hashem Elokeichem Emes, now he'll say it again, so he's saying two times Emes. So the Ramah says there's no Issa. You know why there's no Issa? Because he doesn't say Emes Emes, he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the one Emes is not after the second Emes. So Memela, so therefore there's no Issa if the Yochid will say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, because that's now understand the Mishnah Berurah. Avo. Ainah Mishabur Siv Kotn Yodalev, Ainahima Emes Luchudei Imashliach Tzibah, but to say Emes alone, Davikishmashma, Since there was a, he said the first emes, and now the shat says Hashem alakeichem, so some emes, one emes after the other, so we won't be mishaskin, but it's not proper to do. Now, so I saw in Mishnah Halachis, he brings down as follows. It's very interesting. The Ramah seems to be saying, if he wants to say Hashem alakeichem emes, there's no issa, but between you and me, no issa. Shkoyach. You don't speak Lashon Hara, not even issa, but is he accomplishing something? There's no issa of emes. That's what the Ramah is saying, because I say Hashem alakeichem emes. But forget about Isurim. There's an Indian, I need reish mem ches tevis. I need reish mem ches tevis. So am I accomplishing something with saying Hashem alakeichem emes? From the Ramah, from the Mechaber, and we'll see later, what if a person davens be yechidis? So there's Indian of Tesvov Bovin, there's an Indian of Kel Melech Nemon. Why do you need Inyonim? Say again, Hashem alakeichem emes. So the Rehitas Mashmois from the Shulchan Aruch would seem this accomplishment of repeating Hashem alakeichem emes can only be done through a shatz. That's the koyach of the shatz. He can be moised on the krishma that the Olam said by saying Hashem alakeichem emes. A yochid will say Hashem alakeichem emes, he zicha won't accomplish anything. But if he wants to say it, there's no issa. But l'chayre, between you and me, he should listen to the shatz. Don't say it out loud. Because the hashlome of the three tevis, that's a besunder tatkon of the shatz, the piyotzef of the shatz. That's the mashmois from the remor. In Shari Tshuva, he brings down from others, Yochi could also be mashlum. And if a person davens be yechidis, could also be mashlum, saying Hashem alakeichem emes. And a Yerushalmi, you could do it also. So the Mishnah Halacha wants to say about Kaponim from the Reitis Loshen of the Mechaber that they have problems what to do if you daven be yechidis. So it seems, a fellow will say there is such a Yerushalmi, but it's not a tikkun gomor, and we need greater tikkunim in order to be mashlim the three words. That would be the mashmosh, because all the Ramos said is a nisabudom. Now, v'imu koyre b'yochid. Now we're going to have merodik azachim. What if he davens b'yechidus? See, it's a problem. Yechavin betes vov vovim shebe'emes v'yatsis. He should be mechavin. There's 15 vovim. V'yatsis v'nochim v'kayim v'yosha v'nemon. There's 15 vovim. Now, what are these 15 vovim? She'oilim tishim. So, 15 times 6 is 90. So I should think I'm saying vovim, 15 times vovim, and a vov is equivalent to 6. So I'm saying something that's gematria 90. What's the mile of 90? V'heim keneged shloisha shemais avaya, shekol shem oila esrim v'sheish, v'arba isiyosav heim shloisha. So the Mechaber says as follows, that the Shem Avaya is 26. That the gematria of the Shem Avaya is 26. And there's 4 oisiyos in the Shem Avaya. So the Shem Avaya biklalusa, that means the gematria of the Shem Avaya, counting the oisiyos of the Shem Avaya, is 30. So 3 times the Shem Havaya, 3 times the Shem Havaya is 90. It's 3 times is 90. So what did I accomplish? So let's do it like this. The test of Vovin, this goes, this is, we'll come back to this later. So there's 15 vavin, which means, which is equivalent to 90. It seems like this, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, Emes is Chaysamai, well, we can say a little different. We can say that, so I hear there are two Shemes, the vavin, this 15 vavin, which are 90, which is equal to twice the Shem Avaya, and I say Emes, and then I say the Shem Avaya. Twice, three times. So it seems the would seem as follows: that Emes is also Chesami Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shleimus is Hashem one, Elokeichem two, Emes three. That's what I should have said. I should have heard this from the Shas. I did not say this. So Memele. So instead of saying these two words, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, I'm saying three times the Shem Avaya, which is equivalent to Shem Elokeichem Emes. That's what one should think. Bishas, he says the 15 vavim. He should think that if 15 times 6 is 90, and that's mechuvan to the three times Shem Avaya, and this is equivalent to Shem Elokeichem Emes. Can the Olam be here tomorrow? The fast end. Yes, it can come tomorrow, yeah? Bye, can come tomorrow? Oh, very good.